The Gardener's Bench is brought to you by Carolina Fresh Farms, Domer Dreamscapes, Wild Birds Unlimited, and by AirTech Heating and Air. And now here are your hosts, Steve Crump and David Rector.
Good morning and welcome to the Gardener's Bench. Every Saturday morning from 8:30 to 9 live on WRHI AM 1340, FM 100.1, and worldwide on WRHI.com. And good morning, Mr. Rector.
Good morning, Mr. Crump. How are we doing?
Good. We got spring this week.
How about that?
That wasn't enough to matter last night. I about threw something
in the TV. But we had... lovely rain this week, though. Some people got up to 3 inches of rain. And,
I don't know how much we got, but yeah. It was a bunch Thursday.
Yeah, at my store, counting Tuesday, Thursday, everything, and this little nice little rain this morning, it didn't amount to much, but keep your garden damp and save you from watering a day. But we got about 3 inches of rain.
That's pretty awesome because we
had. It is awesome.
We ain't been getting a half an inch a week.
Yeah, I don't know if we had 3 inches the whole year.
No, but
barely. Not in March and April, probably. I know it wasn't in April.
Barely.
But it was good week, and temperatures are cool. If you're going out this morning, you might want to get you a little light jacket.
You really don't need it. It's a little dip in there, but it's not cold.
Yeah, you don't even have a jacket on today, so...
I started to wear long sleeves like you, but I said by the time we get out of here, it'd be warm.
Yeah. Well, they keep it warm in here for us, so.
Yep. And we got a special guest this morning, my brother Tommy.
How about that?
Rhonda usually drives me, and she had a church event this morning. Yeah.
She had a Mother's Day event at Terza ARP.
Yep. And, they got a special guest coming from Virginia. They grew up across the street from the nursery.
Okay. Yeah, but Tommy's here to join us today. Good morning, Tommy.
Good morning.
Yeah, he's a brain, and he still remembers everything I forgot.
Tommy, so you're finally admitting that Tommy's a brain.
I've been a long time because he's a brain.
If he's a brain, what are you?
He hadn't asked me a question.
He's a pretty face. He's a pretty face, Matt.
I'm the flunky.
That's why they put him on the billboard.
Oh, yeah.
People say about me in there. I'm just a pretty face, and there's a lot of stuff going on behind the scenes
that makes
the stuff
good. I still got a picture of that billboard.
We need to bring it. We need to make us a little, like a web page or something, so we can put pictures and stuff on.
Or put a, fun. Get a t-shirt made of it.
Yeah.
that would be good.
Yeah.
We need to do some more Gardener Bench t-shirts.
Yeah. Well, let's do that. I'll go ahead and get that into work. So
you figure
it out. And we can get people to wear them. We can hand them out or sell them or whatever.
I'll pay for it. So.
Okay. Yeah. Well, dang, I heard that, didn't you, Matt?
Yeah, I did.
It's on tape.
Well, you paid for the last one.
Okay. Well, I like it. Yeah. I'll come up with something cool. So the weather here is kind of odd, huh? We had warm weather. We had all those 80-degree days in April. And now here we are.
May. Barely docked at 70 degrees.
So yesterday I went to the Quail Hollow Tournament, which we laughed because it used to be Wachovia, and then it was Wells Fargo. Now it's Truist. So we went there yesterday. It was Tony Stieg and my buddy Gary that works at the store. And last year, me and Stieg went, it was 90-something degrees
in that
tournament. But so we kind of flip-flopped with weather, which I'm not going to cry about it because a month from now, we'd be wanting a cool morning like this probably.
Now the problem with the weather, I'm going to tell you, is still your nighttime temperatures are low. It's in the 40s, low 40s.
Yeah, 49. Yeah, it was 49
for
the morning.
For May, it's cold.
Yeah, and there's a lot of plants and grasses that are, like, confused by this. So it's we're still trying to get our centipede in St. Augustine right at the farm to sell. And
oh, it's slow.
It just hadn't done it, which it hadn't had a frost. Didn't get a frost this year. It just got going, and it's just sitting there.
You know? He's got centipedes. It's not going at all.
Yeah.
It's starting to green up.
Have you mowed it?
Yeah, I've cut it a couple of times.
Yeah. Not much, though.
No.
You ran over it.
I cut the weed more than I did.
Yeah.
Which that's I got to spray them, so.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it is what it is with the weather. We can't do anything about it, but we like to talk about it. It's fine, so.
That's a Minnesota show every week. Yeah. Got to talk about.
And hopefully this dome effect, whatever we had going on when no rain, has ended here. And looks like we got a couple chances of rain coming up this next week, Monday, the first one. And
They were calling for today, this morning. Mm-hmm. Monday's a pretty good chance, apparently.
Yeah.
Charlotte put water restrictions on.
I did see that.
Lincoln, a couple other places.
Yeah.
To my knowledge, nobody's South Carolina's done it yet.
No, we know we're always last.
But if you watch the news and see the drought monitor, you're wasted your time. That's only one part of the equation. Yeah.
Well, we know we're down in rain, but like I said, that's another thing we can't do much about. But you can conserve water and not waste it, and something we need, I mean, technically. Do we need to water our lawn? It'd be nice to, but it's not a necessity.
The problem with Georgia that I ran into, and it's a long time ago, I watered it up to 2002.
That's right.
And if you ever start, it's hard to stop.
Yeah.
But if you, like this time, ever since, I haven't watered it at all.
Yeah.
It survives.
Well, your grass builds up endurance and makes it stronger. I try to preach that you don't want to overwater grass or plants. I mean, you want to give it the right amount of water, so then roots will go deeper looking for water. It makes the plant stronger. And if you water too much, the roots just hang out at the top. They just wait on the water.
There's always you might turn a little brown, but then as soon as you get a good rain, it's green again.
It comes right back.
Okay, we'll be right back to the garden pitch.
The lady I went with.
Roots Warehouse. We offer a wide range of materials and finished products. Mantles, rough cut lumber, firewood, natural stone, and more. Visit us today at 4362 Old York Road in Rock Hill.
Sod, sod, sod. This is David Rector from Carolina Fresh Farms. Come see us at 4372 Old York Road in Rock Hill and see all our selections of sod we carry. Zoysia, Bermuda, St. Augustine, Centipede, and Fescue. We also carry the fertilizer that you will need for each of these grasses. You can take home a pamphlet with you to remind you when it's time to apply these products. Come see us, CarolinaFreshFarms.com.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better.
Benny Etter here. We'll get you ready for the hot weather with an annual checkup. We'll clean the coils, replace air filter, and check your Freon and safety controls.
Hey, this is Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited. It's that time of year when hummingbirds start to appear in your backyard. Did you know that hummingbirds are the only birds that can fly backwards, sideways, and even upside down? So swing by Wild Birds Unlimited for a new feeder so you're ready to host these fascinating creatures. And perhaps you'll witness a few tricks yourself. Plus, check out our selection of premium bird seed to attract even more feathery friends to your backyard. Wild Birds Unlimited in Rock Hill and Indianland.
Just a good old boy, never meaning no harm. Beats all you never saw, been in trouble with the law since the day they was born.
Okay, we're right back.
Steve been in trouble with the law since the day he was born.
Shot his billboard.
Anything I did to set your limitations around a long time
ago. Yeah. We are good old boys here today. Rhonda's not here.
I informed Sheriff Brian that one day at lunch.
I'm sure he was grateful you informed him of it.
He said, I can look into your past as you can remember so far.
True. I can't say that now, though, for younger people. everything you did right there, I guess.
Except for me, because yeah. I could go everywhere and do anything now.
True. Well, we want to remind everybody again about the farmers markets downtown at Fountain Park, and they have vegetables and many other things down there to sell. They have coffees and kettle corn I got a couple of weeks ago. It's good. And whatever's down there, go down there and check it out. It's a lot of good thing to walk around with your family and good picture opportunity in front of the fountain, all that good stuff.
They're rocking and rolling when we came by there.
Really? Good. I guess they start must 7:30, 8 o'clock at least.
I think 8 o'clock. Yeah. I know a lot of the regular farmers bailed out because they started so late.
And I do, we had a discussion, you and I, David, the other week about the guy that sits at the front that Teresa always gives a hard time. His name's Shaq. Yeah, I knew exactly. And he used to be the butcher at Harris Teeter for years and years.
Okay.
Even when Harris Teeter was over there in the Winthrop Commons, and then they moved to the new store, and he moved with
him. He was there, but, huh?
Yeah, I knew exactly. You said, you'll know who I'm talking about when you go. But, yeah, he's got all kinds of fresh produce out there, and it's wonderful.
He's funny. When my wife, they got a little friendship, and my wife walks up, he goes, look at her. She just going to take what she wants and pay what she wants and whatever. So it's funny.
He ain't wrong.
Well, maybe we'll do a show down there one day. It's just right down the block.
Yeah. It's a long cord.
Yeah. I think WRHI's got a cord that long.
You always want to do these things somewhere else.
Let's do it at your house.
Yeah.
On your back deck.
We can do that.
That's funny. Now, but we were a little subject today was Mother's Day. I put it on there. So don't forget, everyone, that tomorrow is Mother's Day. And Mother's Day and seem like Mother's Day and flowers just kind of go together.
It's.
Is that true?
Mother's Day was a little tough. I couldn't figure out what we were going to talk about.
Oh, well, that's why I'm bringing it up now. It said Mother's Day and flowers. So, I mean. Back when you had your nursery, did a lot of people show up on Mother's Day weekend?
We saw a lot of flowers for Mother's Day, but we don't now.
Well, I know.
Yeah. A lot of hanging baskets.
I know somebody does. Carolina Fresh open 8 o'clock to 2 today, already there.
And it's not just flowers.
It is not,
You've got a ton of stuff. I think last year I got one of those mule coolers.
That's right. Well, we may have a few of those left, but we still have some unique stuff, little concrete things and...
Yeah.
I mean, if you bought your mom the same thing, I mean, let's get out there and try to find something unique.
Yeah, I mean, you go into Carolina Fresh, you're not going to end up with a roll of sod for your mom. You've got so much more out there.
Yeah, well, we could if they want a roll of sod.
Yeah, or a pallet.
Yeah, that's something that we keep giving. When a flower's gone, the grass will still be there. See how we twisted this into the show, Steve?
Yeah, and one of our sponsors, Wild Birds Unlimited.
Yeah,
that's a great place to get something for your mom.
Yeah.
So you got a little bit of everything.
You could call AirTech Heating and Air and get your filters cleaned for her.
Yeah.
She's in the house.
Or new HVAC unit.
I don't know if they
go. Who else we have on there?
Go for a while.
Domer Dreamscape.
A Domer. Now, this we're talking about some unique gifts now, and I want to put out a shout out to my son and Grayson, Nothing But Smoke Barbecue, is doing a barbecue sale today up at Domer's on the other side of my store, up the hill there. They're doing a big barbecue sale.
Oh, wow.
Mother's Day. So
where are you going for lunch?
So that's a great idea there for mothers. You know, Teresa's still going to cook, and I'm like, I wish I could just not have you cook for Mother's Day, but there's kind of no way around it. But with everybody coming to the house, but that's a good thing to get your mom.
Cater barbecue.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How many people are you going to have?
At my house, 15.
That'll be worth a cater.
Worth. We're doing a brunch kind of thing.
They're great tonight. I need food for 15.
They're coming at 10 o'clock. Oh, my gosh. We got to get up early.
Yeah. No matter what it costs.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter.
I can see a nap in my future for tomorrow. Cut on some golf. Take a little nap.
And we'll be right back to the Gardener's Bench.
At Rustic Roots Warehouse, we offer a wide range of materials and finished products. Mantles, rough cut lumber, firewood, natural stone, and more. Visit us today at 4362 Old York Road in Rock Hill.
Hey, this is Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited. It's that time of year when hummingbirds start to appear in your backyard. Did you know that hummingbirds are the only birds that can fly backwards, sideways, and even upside down? So swing by Wild Birds Unlimited for a new feeder so you're ready to host these fascinating creatures, and perhaps you'll witness a few tricks yourself. Plus, check out our selection of premium bird seed to attract even more feathery friends to your backyard. Wild Birds Unlimited in Rock Hill and Indianland.
This is Benny Etter. No matter how you sing it, we love that you're singing our jingle.
No matter what the weather,
AirTech makes it better.
No matter what the weather,
call AirTech Heating and Air.
803-327-7100.
Rocks, rocks, rocks. This is David Rector from Carolina Fresh Farms. Come to our store and see our huge selection of Tennessee boulders, fieldstone, flagstone, river rock, and more. Also, have our staff deliver all kinds of mulches to your house. Cedar, brown, chocolate, black, or double hammered hardwood. Come to our store, 4372 Old York Road, Rock Hill, South Carolina, CarolinaFreshFarms.com.
Okay, we're back to the Gardner's Beach now.
Everybody's working on the weekend. So I said for the weekend. Me and Matt joke about that. Oh, that's right. Dang. Half of us in here aren't.
Yeah.
50% are working on the weekend.
We used to, but not anymore.
I hear you.
And we closed down to death the 23 of June. The first weekend I had off on Saturday, we did the show, got home, and I said, now what am I supposed to do?
You just walked around in circles, didn't you?
I had no idea. We worked so many
Saturdays. You drove over to the nursery, didn't you?
Yeah, I did.
That's kind of automatic, though.
Well, one time, was last year, year four, we had the show, and I got in the car and drove it. I went to the office. Working in this, when Stevie called me and I was all right.
Yeah.
I thought, what do you mean all right? He said, you didn't show me this morning. Oh, hell, I took the wrong turn.
That's right. I remember that. It's one of the few times you missed a show.
Well,
very few.
Most of the time, though, I was in the hospital.
Yeah, but, we couldn't help that. But you come in one day on a gurney, we rolled you in here.
Yeah, we don't have a long enough cord. Mess.
Tommy, get you in here.
Yeah, we don't have a long enough cord to get to the hospital.
Yeah, so far.
Why not?
Even New York General wouldn't even be close enough.
We'll work on it.
Hey, I want to do a shout out to Harry and Leela Hicklin. I did a little job at their house this week and talked to her for a while. She says, I keep forgetting to miss, I'm missing your show, so I hope she's listening today.
They're good folks.
Yeah. And I still don't have email, so director@carolinafreshfarms.com. director@carolinafreshfarms.com. We did get a Facebook thing the other day.
Yeah, we had one from Crystal Miller about
that's
the
right,
rose
that's right, about the rose bush. So.
And she dances every week,
yeah.
I think. Whether Chris does or not, I don't know, but I know she does.
And Tommy was talking about a subject we kind of need to hit on today on the way over here, wasn't he? I'm pretty proud of a nursery guy thinking of this.
The pre-emergence.
That's right. So we preach pre-emergence. This is your second time to do it coming up this month. If you were a little late, you got till the end of the month, but if you did your first one. But everybody gets busy this time of year. School's ending. Vacations are getting ready to start. But it's very important to do your second round of pre-emergence, which will take you through the summer. And try to keep the weeds out of your lawn. So, what do you think about that? Do you do, I know y'all do pre-emergence in flower beds. Did you ever do another one or just do one in the beginning of the year?
Well, usually, most of the time we did it, as soon as we potted them up, we put pre-emergence on. And here again, you get 90 to 120 days, so you have to reapply. But most of the time, we didn't have a lot of weeds.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes we just waited. If we started seeing a few, we'd
Yeah.
Clean them and put it on them again.
I guess it depends on what kind of product you use, too. Yeah. Some of them do last snapshot, something like that. It's supposed to last a long time, but
it lasts longer. Yeah, for sure.
But it also has to do with the weather, the heat, the rain, all that water. And when y'all used to pot them, I know you water them a lot, so flushes it out.
We use freehand, too, but you can't use freehand on perennials. It'll burn them up. But it does get rid of nut fizz if you got shrubs.
Yeah.
So nut fizz is a pain.
Oh, nut sedge. It's about to rear its ugly head.
It's a head of the world.
I got it in the garden spot, and I told my wife I was going to get three pigs and fence it in and let them
bring
it all out. And then we'd have three barbecues, and she said, no.
Oh, man.
So I've been digging it up ever since.
And nut sedge it's a problem because it's a bulb, and you can use the right chemicals, and it looks like it's gone away, and then it just comes back just the next year.
The best thing for it is shade.
Yeah.
And did you can't grow anything
put you a tree. Put you a tree up. Yeah, and then shade, you can't do that either. So I had some discussions this week about sun and shade and what people always want something to grow under a tree or somewhere. And I said, well, you got to look at how much sun it's getting. And
just both should be there.
Yeah. And it could be certain times of year. The sun, I don't know if people realize, the sun does rotate and you get different looks of the sun on your property different times of the year. So, I mean, if your house is, you know, sometimes it never sees sun 6 months out of the year.
Well, I looked at one. I guess it was November, and they didn't finish the house till almost July.
Yeah.
We had to change some plants, and I had a compass on it and everything, but the way the sun wound up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that, leaves, that happens, I mean. Like leaves on the tree, once the leaves are gone, you know, there's plenty of sun, but once they flush out like they are now in the end of May, man, it's really dark up under. I got a big red maple in my front yard. It's the whole front yard shaded now, really, so.
I got a big back of you at mine.
Got a big oak, too, and there's no zoysia in it to mount anything.
No.
I need to limb it up, but.
We just had a couple trees taken out. A couple pecans and a smaller oak that was dying.
Yeah.
And,
you
opened it up pretty good.
I did, too. I cut three massive magnolias down beside my house, and you wouldn't believe the light coming in my house now, but. I don't have leaves to pick up anymore.
Yeah, these were a little too close.
Wayne Rector is getting ready to go out and get his magnolia leaves up. But
with magnolia trees, you don't limb them up. You let them stay full to the ground. That holds the leaves under them.
The way you hide them. But then eventually you have to kind of get them out of there, though.
His magnolia guys went over there and pruned everything, and they limbed the magnolia. Mm-hmm. Now I'm taking a bag and magnolia leaves.
Well, my dad did his. He wanted grass under there, basically. But it don't matter. There's always going to be leaves somewhere on a magnolia blowing around.
Well, you want trees, you have to have leaves. That's part of the process.
Trees have leaves. That's a riveting.
That's how they eat.
That might be the title of today's show.
Yeah. Riveting information.
Yes. Mother's Day. This just in.
Mother's Day. Go get your mother some leaves.
Trees have leaves.
One thing I've been meaning to mention for a while, I keep forgetting, I just remembered it. If you're doing pesticides, that's herbicides, insecticides, you name it, the direction manual is the Bible.
Yes.
Whatever it says in that manual, that's what you do. This is one part. 10 parts of water, don't double it.
Yeah, more is not better.
More is definitely not better.
Yeah.
So whatever the instruction manual says, that's
it. We need to take care of the environment, be responsible. A lot of good chemicals are taken off the market because people use them incorrectly.
Back in the day, DDT was awesome. Yeah. It killed everything.
Yeah.
That was still the problem. Will. It killed everything. Well, everybody in the world is using it, but
we've learned a little something over the years. It's good. So.
I don't know about that, but we'll be right back to the garden speech.
Sod, sod, sod. This is David Rector from Carolina Fresh Farms.
Come see us at 4372 Old York Road in Rock Hill and see all our selections of sod we carry. Zoysia, Bermuda, St. Augustine, Centipede, and Fescue. We also carry the fertilizer that you will need for each of these grasses. You can take home a pamphlet with you to remind you when it's time to apply these products. Come see us. CarolinaFreshFarms.com.
Hey, this is Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited. It's that time of year when hummingbirds start to appear in your backyard. Did you know that hummingbirds are the only birds that can fly backwards, sideways, and even upside down? So swing by Wild Birds Unlimited for a new feeder so you're ready to host these fascinating creatures, and perhaps you'll witness a few tricks yourself. Plus, check out our selection of premium bird seed to attract even more feathery friends to your backyard. Wild Birds Unlimited in Rock Hill and Indian Land.
This is Vinny Etter of AirTech. Our business is growing, and if you have experience or prior training as a heating and air technician, we need you. Pay is based on experience, and you have the opportunity to advance.
Willing to learn? AirTech will teach you. Call 327-7100 and receive the area's best starting base pay.
At Rustic Roots Warehouse, we offer a wide range of materials and finished products. Mantles, rough cut lumber, firewood, natural stone, and more. Visit us today at 4362 Old York Road in Rock Hill.
Just one look at you, and I know it's gonna be a lovely day.
Okay, we're back, and every day's a lovely day.
Yes, sir, it is. Glad you came today, and glad Tommy brought you here today.
I think I'll call you. Yeah. Rhonda could do it. He wasn't sure.
Oh, yesterday. Man, I don't know.
And I said, Rhonda said, Dave, you get up a little early.
I could come get you if you need me to come get you. I'll put you in the back of my truck and bring you over here.
So you won't.
We'll do old school, like when people used to ride in the back of the pickup trucks.
Yeah, but they're waving.
I grew up riding the back, the back of the trailer.
It explains a lot.
Yeah, just don't litter.
Almost lost a hand one day with rope caught.
Yeah, man, you never see. I guess is it against the law to ride in the back of a truck now?
Yeah, they don't let you do that. Yeah,
I mean, is that? I mean, it is a law.
I think it is a law. Yeah.
Okay, unless it's a parade or something, I guess.
I guess, but I mean, I've ranked it right up there with turning the interior light on in the car.
Oh.
Because everybody's like, oh, it's illegal to ride with that on.
Yeah.
No, it's not. But
well, it's annoying, yeah. But yeah, it's annoying at nighttime. Yeah, but
I didn't know that.
I don't think that's the truth.
Well, I could go to jail a lot for that.
Back in the day, we'd lay up in the back window.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
No seat belts, no nothing.
Seat belt? What in the world was that?
I had to do that because he took up the whole back seat.
I used to sit in the middle, like in the back seat in the middle, up over to sitting there like that. You could see out good. It's so funny how so many things have changed. I think a lot of them for the better.
I'm not so sure of that.
Some. I said a lot of it. I didn't say everything. But
our daddy put seat belts at 62 Fairlane. Mm-hmm. He come with them. He put them
in there.
And we didn't know what it were. He had to show us.
Yeah.
And he showed us.
What is this newfangled thing?
Yeah, you put it across
and
your waist.
He tore your butt up if you didn't wear them.
Well, the old seat belts, I mean, kind of hurt you when you they wasn't up here. They were just on your waist. And you have a wreck, you just throw you that way.
You didn't have shoulder straps back then. Yeah. Well, the worst thing in retail history to be are airbags.
Yeah.
I had a UPS truck one time.
Yeah.
And I thought I was going to die.
Well, I've only had one accident, and my guy working with me was in there, and we hit this truck that turned in front of me, and they came out, and it was deafening. It scared them, and I thought it was on fire because of the dust and smoke everywhere, and it burned you. Like, so it's,
thought you were done.
Thought it's I was better done. Than that my buddy days. Was praying, Jesus, Jesus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's better than that the day of the wreck because it knocked me silly, and I called him, and I don't remember that.
Yeah.
And he's arguing with the EMTs whether to go to the hospital or not. And I finally told him, just shut up and get in
there. Imagine that. Yeah, imagine Steve arguing with someone.
Maybe think about it. I'll get back to you.
Well, they asked him three questions, and that's what he said. Let me think.
So you hit a UPS truck?
Well, the truck ran out in front of him.
They're tough.
They put a little dent.
What has Brown done for you?
And it totaled a Ford pickup.
Oh, well, we had a nice conversation today about Mother's Day, so make sure that you take care of your mother out there.
And thank you, Thomas.
Yeah. Tommy, for bringing him here. And Carolina Fresh is open now, 8 to 2. Come on out. We continue our rolling on through the 100 days.
And your phone number?
Phone number, 803-327-8686.
And we'll be right back next week on the radio.
The Gardener's Bench has been brought to you by Carolina Fresh Farms, AirTech Heating and Air, Wild Birds Unlimited, and by Domer Dreamscapes. Be sure to join us again Saturday morning for The Gardener's Bench on WRHI.